Welcome, welcome to all the Eagle FM listeners this evening, this Sunday evening. You are now tuned in to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I'm your host, Hendy, for the evening. I'll be with you until 8 p.m. As I said, you're tuning into the Eagle Sports Zone, Eagle FM's in-house sports program, where we discuss all things sports. We like to discuss the things behind the scenes that make what we see on the field possible. So that's from your sports marketing, your sports infrastructure, sports psychology, sports development, all of those fun, engaging topics. We like to discuss, dissect, investigate, and when we can, put it in the Namibian context to get a view of what is happening on the ground. And today's topic is about one of our African brothers and sisters, one of our SADC brothers and sisters, one of our Region 5 brothers and sisters, that is the nation of Malawi. You know, Eagle FM, we're not just confined to the borders of our great Namibia. As I said, we have listeners all over the world, Malawi being one of them. And today we're going to be joined by one of the coaches from Malawi, who we met during the Region 5 games that concluded 2 weeks ago now. We're going to talk Malawian football, but we'll get to that in just a moment. Before that, of course, as usual, we'll run through some local sporting news. Quite a bit happened this weekend on the Namibian sports front. So we'll discuss that, and then we'll get into our topic of the day, which is Malawian football. As always, if you haven't already, which I am not sure why you wouldn't have, but if you haven't already, download the Eagle FM mobile application. Free to download on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia. Click download and you have access to Eagle FM wherever you are in the world. As I told you, I'm talking to people right now in South Africa. I'm talking to people right now in China, people in the USA, people in Australia, people in Brazil, people in Malawi. The Eagle FM allows you to tune into your number one, Namibia's number one talk radio station, wherever you are in the world, on the go, whether you're doing laundry, you're in the grocery store, you're running errands with your children, you're in a boring meeting, wherever you are, you're connected to the internet, you can listen to Eagle FM on the go. Same with our website, www.eaglefm.com.na. Allows you to listen to Eagle FM programming, whether that's on your phone, on your laptop, on your desktop, on your iPad, whatever tablet device you have. And both on the Eagle FM website and Eagle FM mobile application, if you happen to have missed one of your favorite programs, you weren't able to tune in live, you know, maybe you're busy, something came along, life happens, fear not. We have a solution for you. Simply go to the podcast section and type in the name of the show that you're looking for, and you'll have access to all previous editions of that program, whether it was from yesterday, from last week, last month, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It's all available at your fingertips. That's on the Eagle FM website and the Eagle FM mobile application. Speaking of mobile applications, the Imba mobile application, if you haven't already, you need to download Namibia's number one app. That is the Imba mobile application. This is a digital hymn book. More than one hymn book. Access to many, many hymn books in the palm of your hand. Also free to download. That is on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Simply type in Imba. That's I-M-B-A. And the application, the blue icon with the music note. That is the application you're looking for. So if you're looking for hymns in English, hymns in Oshiwambo, hymns in Oshiherero, hymns in Damaranama, hymns in Silozi, hymns in Afrikaans, hymns in German, hymns in Portuguese, They're all available for you in the Imba mobile application. And the application now has new premium features for which you can easily subscribe. There's various packages for you to look at. And you'll get access to exclusive features like the hymn melodies. So if you open a hymn, the app will sing to you essentially. You will have access to vacancy adverts. You'll have access to tender adverts. You'll have access to being able to collect all your favorite hymns under one tab and several others. So make sure you download the Imba mobile application, IMBA, and both on the Imba mobile application as well as the Eagle FM mobile application, you will see a great digital display that is there for you to interact with, that is home to a number of documents and sources of information, such as your labor census report, such as your constitution, not just the Namibian one, all African constitutions are there in that digital display. There's various economic reports from the World Bank. There's NDP-6, of course, is in there for you as well. Any document you can think of really is there available for you. So these are not just apps to listen to the radio. These are not just apps to sing hymn books. These are apps to make you a smarter citizen, a more informed citizen of the world. So download those applications today. Free to download. And being that tomorrow is Monday, it means one thing. It means that the Villager e-paper will be published. If you haven't subscribed to the Villager already, simply send us a WhatsApp message at 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144 to become a subscriber of the Villager. Once again, costs you a total of $0 and 0 Namibian cents. Make sure you save that number and make sure you're sending us a WhatsApp message so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Villager will be pinged to your mobile device bright and early, and you'll have access to the latest news on business, economics, policy developments, agriculture, sports, any piece of information that would make you a smarter citizen of the world will be available to you in the Villager. And if you'd like to receive it via email as well, include your email in the message to 081-200-4144 and it will be sent to your email address as well. And don't forget, this is an interactive paper, meaning that some of the visuals that you see in there are there for you to interact with, whether that's a certain mobile number is there, a certain email address is there. They are available for you to interact with, or a website even. So if you are a business owner, same as the mobile applications I just spoke of, simply dial 083-288-400. That's 083-288-400 to put your business on these great digital platforms that are home to over 700,000 users. All right. So as I said, we're going to get into some local sports news as we always do here on the Eagle Sports Zone. If you'd like to join the conversation at any time, you are free to call into the our Vintook studio at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. And I'll take your calls, whether it's you have a question, you have opinions, anything you'd like to share, we welcome it here on the Eagle Sports Zone. So, we're going to start with some rugby news. Those of you that, are rugby supporters will know that Namibia played a crucial international fixture against the United Arab Emirates. And we will get into that after this brief commercial break. We will be right back.
If
you are set to save, you save is the shop to be at this month's end. When last did you only pay $92.99 Namibian dollars for 5 kilos of Best Choice White Sugar, or $29.99 for White Star Instant Maize Porridge, and just $18.99 for 125 grams of Kloof Coffee? You save. Your low-budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. If you aren't just now joining us, we are about to run through our local sports news before we get into our topic for the day. And as I said, we'll start with rugby. Namibia beat the United Arab Emirates, that's the UAE, 86-29. Hefty scoreline. There, this was in Kampala, Uganda. Namibia played this, this was an international playoff against the UAE after we had lost by 2 points to Zimbabwe in the Rugby Africa Cup final, which would have sent us to another Rugby World Cup. Unfortunately, we lost that one to Zimbabwe, so now we have to qualify via the long way. And this is for the 2027 Rugby World Cup, as I mentioned, which is being hosted in Australia. So the next step now for Namibia is to win the Four Nation. I can never say this word, but the Four Nation repechage competition in November for the final spot in the Rugby World Cup. So this will feature teams from Asia as well. So we have to wait a few more months before we know if we will compete or if we will be part of another Rugby World Cup. But Director of Rugby, Mr. Jacques Berger, legendary Namibian player, had this to say following the result. Let's take a listen to what Jacques had to say.
Obviously, it was important to get the result. You know, if you win by a point, win by 20 points doesn't make a difference. But I mean, it happened throughout the whole of the African Cup. Is we play well at moments, and then we just let teams off the hook. You know, we score, we let them in, and they score. And it's not a matter of the way we play and a lack of effort. It's just a lapse of concentration throughout the game. So that's something we really need to work on. But to get this win and to get the second opportunity to qualify for the World Cup and to have possibly a third African team there is a big responsibility. And we'll work incredibly hard this next couple of months to make sure that we're well prepared when we go to Dubai.
Yes, there was Director of Rugby and now also essentially the interim coach following Coach Chris, who stepped down for other work commitments that he had. The captain of the side, Prince Ngauseb, also spoke or share some few thoughts after the victory against the UAE. Let's take a listen to what Prince had to say.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're excited. I'm proud of the boys as well for pulling through. I think we definitely needed this one after we fell short to them. I think the UAE also showed up today. It's a bunch of big guys, some good, brilliant players. But at the end of the day, we got the result that we wanted to be happy.
Yes, that was Namibian captain Prince Ndauseb sharing his thoughts after the fixture against the UAE over in Uganda. So over to November for the rugby boys. And hopefully they can make it to another Rugby World Cup. Moving on to boxing. There was some boxing last evening. I'm not sure if you guys were awake for that one. But we had Namibia's Mateus the Beast Hater, who fought in New York in the iconic Madison Square Garden, actually. He's only the second Namibian to fight in the iconic venue, after Zakaria Lucas did so in 2020. But Mateus, or the Beast rather, fought against Bruce Barrington, upcoming, promising young American fighter. So both fighters came into this undefeated, and unfortunately Mateus, who this was his international debut, lost by a unanimous decision. He went all 12 rounds, but he lost by unanimous decision. So, Bruce walked away with the WBC interim featherweight title over in the USA, and Carrington is now 16-0. He remains undefeated, whereas Hayter now stands at 14-1. And, Hayter actually released a statement that I'll read shortly. This was post-fight, obviously, where he said, "I want to take a moment to express my gratitude for your unwavering support for Team Hayter. Fighting against an incredible opponent like Bruce Carrington at Madison Square Garden was truly an honor, and I gave it my all in the ring. Although we didn't secure the victory this time, I am thankful for the opportunity to showcase my skills. I would like to thank God Almighty and my team at MTC Nesta Sunshine Boxing Academy for believing in me and guiding me through this journey. I also want to extend my heartfelt thanks to our main sponsor. Your investment in the sport has made it possible for us to reach new heights. To my fans, while it wasn't my night, I promise to come back stronger and more determined than ever. We are heading back to the drawing board and into the gym soon. Team Hayter will rise again. Thank you for always rooting for Team Hayter." Those are the words of the Beast following the fight. I mean, still a relatively young boxing career. As we know, he's been doing well locally when he's had local fights. And on his international debut, all things considered, doing well as well, although he didn't get the victory, which I'm sure he and all of us wanted for him. But the future is still bright, and if he keeps working, like he said in his statement, he has the potential to be Namibia's next international champion. Don't forget, you can join the conversation anytime at 083-288-4001. More boxing news. Actually, we had another Namibian fight abroad. This time, 23-year-old Jonathan Kasheta. He was crowned as the new WBO Youth International Champion after winning a unanimous decision, or victory by unanimous decision rather, over Tanzania's Kalolo Amiri. This was on Saturday night as well. And the bout was held over in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. So congratulations to Jonathan for that victory. Moving on to some football news. Football news on the continent, that is. The Women's African Cup of Nations has been going on for the past, let's call it a month. And we had Namibia and Morocco. We had Nigeria and Morocco in the final. Namibia didn't make the competition. That's why I surprised by my error there. But Nigeria facing off against host Morocco, who will also be hosting the men's edition of the tournament coming this December. They've been hosting a few African tournaments now, actually. But they hosted now the Women's African Cup of Nations and will host the Men's African Cup of Nations in late December, early January. But it was Nigeria who turned out to be the victors of this one, winning now their 10th African Cup of Nations title in 13 tournaments. It's quite remarkable how they've been this dominant in women's football. And Namibia's the referee for this fixture was a Namibian woman as well. And she's the first Namibian to referee a Women's African Cup of Nations final. And I'm talking about Ansino Twanyanyukwa, who is actually a former Brave Gladiator herself. So from professional footballer to professional referee. So congratulations to her. And another fun fact about this match, and we'll actually, we'll listen to an interview, a short interview that Ansino did when she was announced as the referee for this fixture. We'll get to that in just a moment. But another fun fact about this fixture is the winning goal, which was scored by Yoni Echegini, Nigeria's Yoni Echegini. Fun fact is, I went to school, or to university rather, with Yoni Echegini. She has since graduated, and plays professionally for PSG at the moment. She played at Juventus, straight out of school. But for about 6 months or so, her and I were at the same school, and I actually worked for the team that she played for. That did, yeah. So fun fact there. And let's take a listen to the interview Ansino did with CAF. When she was announced to be the leading official, the referee for the Women's African Cup of Nations final.
I'm very happy to be here. The first expression was like, I was so emotional. I didn't expect this at all. I didn't even dream about it. As we know, we are a lot here. So I didn't expect this. As you know, WAFCON in Africa, it's a big competition. It's like not pressure, but then it's a thing of how are we going to handle it, the way we are going to handle it, and also not to put ourselves under pressure that, yes, the mistakes, whatnot, but then we have to go in with a thing that everyone is watching, everyone is learning from us to give what we know, what we are capable of, and we are ready to do this. Personally, I feel I got potential. I have talent on it. And also, it's a thing that, yes, they have seen what I am capable of. And also, just to showcase what I have, the talent I have, so I go and show it on the pitch. Let me say, it's everything. Pressure, yes, it's there, the pressure is there. But also, it's a privilege to have it. I don't even know what to say because I'm like in shock. But then with God, everything is possible. For sure, they are happy. The good thing I like about Namibia, they support whatever happened in terms of sport. They are behind us. They support us. But they have been waiting for this. Like they have been asking, okay, you are not on the pitch. Where are you? You are not coming home. So I said, guys, you have to wait. I don't know what they have, a plan they have for me. So now I know they will be happy. Everyone will be happy. My family, refereeing department, everyone will be happy because they are behind us. Everyone will be happy seeing Kosafa is represented. Like we came here some days ago. We have been playing game in and out. We prepared. We have training every day. Even the games that we are watching, even the way we are watching our colleagues, we learn every day. Us going in, it's a thing of just to go show what we learn all those days. All the young girls that are watching, I know everyone wants to be here. And also everyone in the world want to be where we are right now. So the message I can give to them is to work hard, discipline, and also to pray every time. Because we know everything comes from God. Respect each and every moment we have. To the young ones, keep focus, concentrate. Nothing more will stop you from whatever you're doing. If you want it, obviously you will get it. I'm telling you, they were happy. Everyone was happy. I like the support from them. I was so happy and emotional at the same time. So I'm happy for them. I'm very happy to be here.
That was Ansino sharing her thoughts prior to the match that she officiated last night. Another Namibian shining on the international stage. We love to see that, of course, and to hear from her how she's inspiring others. So hopefully we'll see more Namibians on the international refereeing stage. At the upcoming men's African Cup of Nations, hopefully we see some at the FIFA World Cup. Would be nice to see as well. Now we have Junior Olympics and things like that coming up as well. So many opportunities for Namibians to shine. Moving on to MMA. Namibia's Stefan Kuhn secured his first victory against a gentleman named Nicolozi Zamashvili. And this is at the 2025 IMMAF Youth World Championships currently happening in Dubai. So we'll see how far Stefan can go in this tournament. Mixed martial arts. We've also had some good news from archery. I think this is the very first time actually we're reporting on archery on the Eagle Sports Zone. There's a first time for everything. But Namibia secured gold at the Archery World Tournament, which came to an end yesterday. And was being hosted at the Jan Wilken Indoor Sports Complex that is over in Walvis Bay at the coast. And the tournament featured archers from South Africa, Canada, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Botswana. But it was the Namibians, the citizens of the land of the brave, that came out on top on that one. So that is what we have for you in terms of local news, local sports news that caught our attention this weekend. Now, after this intermission, regularly scheduled intermission from our favorite uncle, Mr. Jimmy Cliff, we will get into what it is that we wanted to discuss today, which is the nation of Malawi, the Flames as they call themselves. After the intermission, I'll get into why I wanted to talk about this and who we'll be speaking to. But we'll be back right after this. Yeah. War Africa. Yes, that was our uncle Jimmy Cliff. As usual, who we always hear from here on the Eagle Sports Zone. So, let's get into our topic of today. As promised. Actually, after this commercial break.
Every year, someone turns 18 years old. For all Namibian citizens who have just turned 18 years, now is your time to begin your voting journey. Just take the first and most important step to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters will take place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This voter registration process will allow you to vote in the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali hea hi nola natu. Heari bali no heari ileko berewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. If you are now just joining us on the Eagle Sports Zone, today we're taking it outside Namibia. We're talking about one of our continental brothers and sisters. That is the nation of Malawi. And the reason I wanted to have this conversation or discuss Malawi, sports in Malawi, football in particular, is because of the past two youth tournaments that we hosted, we being Namibia. Being the under 17 girls COSAFA Cup that we hosted a couple months ago, as well as obviously the Region 5 youth games that just concluded maybe 2 weeks ago now. And in both those tournaments, I was just, I was pleasantly surprised by the spirit of the people of Malawi. Prior to these tournaments, I had not really had the opportunity to, you know, to come across people from Malawi, to really learn anything about Malawi for that fact. So, you know, as we've spoken about here on the Eagle Sports Zone before, sports is an opportunity to learn about different cultures, different communities, and through sports, I'm now learning about Malawi. And anyone that followed any of those tournaments that I just mentioned, the spirit of the people of Malawi was just, it was just amazing to see. They were at every sport, they were cheering on, singing, dancing. You can go to our social media pages, there's some videos we took there. Always singing, always dancing, in unison, always smiling. I never saw a person from Malawi having a bad day. So it made me think, or it made me even more curious to learn more about the people of Malawi, the culture of Malawi, you know, some of the history of Malawi. You know, Malawi, obviously, as you know, a nation in SADC, over 20 million people in that country. Quite remarkable considering that, land-wise, the country isn't that big. But yet they have over 20 million people. Over 20 million people. And the other thing I know about Malawi is, Although it's landlocked, I know they have like some like beach areas, kind of. I don't know if it's a lake or what it is they have there, but that's really the only thing I know about Malawi. As I said, small country, or relatively small country, but over 20 million people. For comparison, Namibia is about, just doing some math here quickly, let's say at least 5 times the size of Malawi. And we have 17 million less people than them. But anyways, I did some digging into the sports history of Malawi. And what I found was that Malawi actually has invented their own sport. So I want you to take a listen to this interview I found about Genda ball, a sport in Malawi. It's a traditional sport, but they made it an official sport. Officially recognized by the equivalent of a sports commission, but let's take a listen to, this happened last year, by the way. So, yeah, let's just take a listen to this quickly.
Muzindo wa zomba, loweruka. Kwa mwodzi mwantu, anakoza masoweroa, ata mandani mwalabu. Anati,
level of competition, mira wana hapa. Aji nyamata.
Okay, we'll find the English one. I thought that was the English one we just had. But anyways, Malawi invented their own sport, which I found very interesting. And it made me think, what traditional games or sports do we have in Namibia that the Namibian Sports Commission would be willing to recognize officially as its own sports code? I know we have I believe it's called the Traditional Sports Festival or something along those lines. But if one of those sports were to be an official sports code, would be interesting to see if that increases sports participation. Anyway, included in my research, I wanted to see who are some famous Malawian athletes that I might have heard of, or, just to get a gauge of who are the Malawian stars, because that's usually how I learn about countries, is through their famous athletes. So what I found was, there's a woman by the name of Asimenye Simwaka, who you don't see this often, is a dual sport athlete, meaning she's a professional athlete at two sports, right? She is a football player and also does track and field, so athletics. And she has national records in the 100 meter, 200 meter, and 400 meter. And she competed at the 2020 Olympics, which is quite the impressive feat if you think about what it takes to be a dual sport athlete. Then another prominent athlete is Tabitha Chawinga. She is the first Malawian to be nominated for the Ballon d'Or. That's the women's Ballon d'Or. And then you know, they've had some netball icons, some distance runners, but I'll say the most prominent, at least in modern history, is the lady I mentioned at the beginning, Asimenye, excuse me, Asimenye Simwaka. Then on the Olympic stage, I tried to see, have they done anything of note on the Olympic stage? They actually have yet to register an Olympic medal. But what they do have is Commonwealth medals. Dating back now to 1978 is John Nyerere. He won the gold in the 800 meter at the 1978 Commonwealth Games. And then in more recent history, there was Catherine Chikwaka. She won a silver medal at the 2004 Commonwealth Games. So, you know, in the sporting context or sporting realm, Malawi isn't at least historically doesn't have a strong history of, you know, having prominent athletes like that. But in the two tournaments that I mentioned, that's the under 17 COSAFA Girls Cup and the Region 5 Youth Games / Under 20 COSAFA Cup, on the boys' side, those teams made the finals, right? They unfortunately lost both, but they made the finals. And obviously performed very well to get to said finals. And we managed to get in contact with one of the coaches that led the Flames, as they're called, to one of the said finals. And that is Coach Emilias Jegwe, who was the coach of the under 20 boys side that I would say, to the surprise of many, made it to the final of the under 20 boys COSAFA Cup, unfortunately losing to none other than South Africa. But nonetheless, I was eager to hear from Coach, to hear about not only his journey, but the growth of Malawian sports. There seems to be, you know, something's in the water over there. Seem to be on the rise. Just to see how many medals they won at the Region 5 Youth Games as a country. So in athletics, they did quite decent, picking up 3 golds, 8 silver, 5 bronze. They won the bronze in basketball. They won obviously the silver in football. They won the bronze in judo. They won the bronze in volleyball. They won 2 bronze in karate. They won 2 golds in esports. 2 silvers in esports, and then a silver in netball as well. So, nothing to sneeze at there, that medal haul. Doing well, as I said, they're on the rise, it seems, or they're doing well in sports. Seem to be developing their youth well. seem to be good at esports and athletics. So, on the other side of this commercial break, we'll get into the conversation with Coach Jegwe to hear about his journey, hear about what football looks like in Malawi. We'll get into that right after this.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanoza, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko, derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As promised, we will now get into a conversation with the Malawi under 20 boys head coach, that is Coach Jegwe. To hear about his journey, hear some, give some insight about our fellow SADC brothers and sisters over in Malawi. So, let's get in touch with Coach Jegwe. Okay, today we are joined by the Malawi under 20 coach, Coach Milius Pofera. Coach, how are you doing today?
No, I'm doing great. What about you there in Namibia?
We're doing great, thank you. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you can just start with a brief intro about yourself and your journey as a coach.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to thank you and the people out there in the media. I think now I call it my second home.
Yeah.
After a 2-week stay in Namibia, we had a very, very good reception. First of all, I'm Milius Pofera, born in Malawi, that is on 21st September 1969,
mm-hmm.
In a district called Beza. It's a Chile district, not Chile, it is in Namibia. Because in Namibia, it can go up to minus 2 degrees, but data is Chile. As compared to other districts here in Malawi. Having my primary school and secondary school attended in Beja, and I have the Malawi school certificate of education.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of coaching, I've managed to coach several teams in Malawi. I've coached the select teams for the, we call it regions here in Malawi, and in other countries they call it provinces. I managed the teams like the under 17, under 15, I've worked much with the youth teams.
Mm-hmm.
And while in Beja, I was coaching a team which was playing the Premier Division, which I took the team to the Elite League. That is the Super League. We call it Super League here in Malawi.
Yeah.
And we got from into the Elite League. So, you know, when taking a team from the lower division to Elite League is not a phenomenal achievement here in Malawi. But I managed to do that, and that was for the first time in the history of the district to have a team in the playing in the Super League. So I had several players now playing for the senior national team now. I have groomed several players, like the captain for Malawi, the second captain, Stanley Sanogi, is the product of my work while I was at the despite coaching the Super League side, I've managed other teams like the Sibo Service Football Club, which is a government-sponsored team by the Office of President and Cabinet. And I also coached the Nzuzu University while I was in the Super League. Now I'm coaching the school team, which is the University, Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources team. In my career, I've managed to coach three universities. This is the Malawi College of Forestry and the Zulu University. Now, currently, I'm coaching the Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources. So, that's what. Talking of my qualifications in coaching, I am a CAFE holder. I've managed to go for farm college. Farm do, that is the preparatory course. I've managed to attend the Farm D, CAF C, CAF B, and now I've got a CAF A license, which can warrant me to coach any team in Africa. And I'm also a coach educator. In those days, we're calling them the instructor of coaches. I do train. I'm the trainer of the trainers for the football coaches here in Malawi. We are 20 in Malawi. I'm one of them. And I'm also one of the people who went for extending in the game analysis. So I was privileged to be chosen by the Football Association here in Malawi to go for and attend for that course in Malawi. So in short, that's how I can tell. And my first assignment with the national team is the last year when I went to Maputo, that is for COSAFA under 20 tournament, and I went there as an assistant coach. And this time around, that's when I've been promoted to head the team to Namibia, where we end up runners up in the tournament. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll get to that the under 20 tournament in just a moment. If you can, tell us a bit about, you know, the football landscape in Malawi, all the way from grassroots to the top league. Cause I mean, in Namibia, football is our most popular sport. Is it the same in Malawi also?
Did it come again?
So in Namibia, football is our most popular sport. I was asking, is it the same in Malawi?
Yeah, it's a popular and it's a number one sport as well. Football is a largely followed sport, and it's loved by many. And it's the same here too in Malawi. And football still leads the list of the sport in Malawi.
And what does the environment look like from the grassroots to the top league in Malawi?
Thank you very much. Here in Malawi, we are very unfortunate in terms of having the academies, because when we talk about the academies, it's the only way that we can have a very good pathway for the players, where the players learn the basics of football, because it's not wise and good to train the players on how to control the ball, on how to pass, on how to move inside the field of play. These are some of the basics that players can learn while at the football academy.
Yeah.
But we are just very unfortunate here in Malawi to have very few academies, and their financial muscle is not as good as we can compare to other countries. This is the only very unfortunate part which we have here in Malawi. We can even count the real academies which we have in Malawi, but I can't count up to maybe 5 the academies. We're talking of the whole country of Malawi.
Only 5 in the whole country?
Yes, the whole country. I mean the reputable academies that that can be recognized as the best in the country. So
yeah.
This is a very this is another very another area which we are lacking, because if you talk about the players who are in the outskirts of the country, it's very difficult for them to be recognized by the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing for sure that the geographical position, you talk about the financial muscle, you talk about the scouting system is very bad. Sometimes you just rely for the maybe a coach to have that passion and interest so that you can go around and make some connections with other people.
Yeah.
So that maybe you can get good players. But as a coach, maybe for you to be a sponsor or maybe to go to a certain academy whereby players from outside there, they can go and showcase their talent, it's very difficult. So it's just as of late, mm-hmm. where we have seen the Luwinga Academy, which is being sponsored by the football station of Malawi. It's now in the northern part of Malawi, that is in Zuzu, where we are now growing some good players there. We have the girls and we have the boys. It seems we can have some good talent from there, because we are like we have put most of the talented players in one pool. I think if do that, definitely, maybe in 2, 3, 5 years, Malawi can start producing good players that can even compete at regional level.
Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting you say that, you know, the situation in terms of the clubs and the scouting is not that good in Malawi, but at the under 17 girls COSAFA Cup, the girls made it to the final, and then you led the under 20 boys to the final as well. So there's clearly, some form of talent in the country on the youth side. How do you, what would you say is the reason for this new crop of talent?
Yeah, it's good. We have got the we call it the we have got the league for the youth in all the districts around Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the one area that is also assisting us maybe to have some talent when it comes to scouting, because sometimes we can even go to the various grounds and sometimes when they have reached into the final stages, sometimes we might plan and go there and see some talent. But you know, when scouting players, sometimes it needs consistency and continuation, because you can't just scout a player for a single day and then you take him to the national team.
Mm-hmm.
You have to monitor and assess the player for maybe a number of times, maybe 1 or 2 days, so that you can be satisfied that this player can really go and compete at a national level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's through this we call it the FCB. FCB is just the name of the bank, First Capital Bank, which is also sponsoring this league, under 19.
Okay.
Where you can go and see the talent. And there are some other companies also in the regions. It just depends on the region, more especially in the southern part of Malawi. It's where we have a company which is selling the cable medicines, whereby they also sponsor a league. So it's through this league where you can also have some talents, but you can see that the height, even the interest which the players have, you could see when they are playing, you could see that the players are determined to win. And they want to achieve something by the end of the day. So
yeah.
We just pray to the government and the well-wishers that they can come up with the mechanism and the way on how it can land this league so that they can have a full sponsorship and a time, because this can also bridge the gap of age cheating. The moment we have the under 15, under 17, under 20, under 23, there is no chance for players to teach, because sometimes when you don't have any league to play, you just say no, instead of you saying that you are under 17, you're always clinging to under 15 just because you want to play for some team.
Yeah.
But when you have you are over 17, you always say, no, I'm now over 17. I can go and join and play for under 20 just because you have put all these leagues in place. So this is also a play that if we can have these leagues, definitely we can have the talent being monitored, and we can have a very good succession plan, because sometimes it's very difficult that a player maybe just jump steps. Yes, it happens in football, but it's not good for a development of a player to just jump from the under 20 and go straight to the national team.
Yeah.
But if you can have that under 20, under 23, then the succession plan for the national senior team is just okay. Because once you see that this one is a very good defending midfielder in under 23, you definitely just spot him, put him into the senior team. So that's the succession plan. So if we have this place, so that is my plea. We have it, but we have to put it more, whereby we need to do more investment into the junior league so that we can have a pool of talented players playing for the national team.
Yeah. So, listening to your answer, is age cheating a big problem in Malawian football?
Age cheating is not a problem in Malawian football, but I'm talking as a country, as an Africa.
Yeah.
Because as I've already indicated, if you have got the under 10, you can see an under 15 player playing for under 10 just because you have also another league in under 15.
Yeah.
If you see that the player is under 15, is over 15, you can't see him playing for under 15 because there is a league for under 17. If you have got league in, you can bring him to under 15 because there is a league in under 20. And the under 23, if it is there, then you are going to just for the players to be under 23 to go for under 23. So this is very good for us as Africa, because what we are doing is not for us as Malawi, or it's not for us as Malawi, but as Africa. But as an African team, we want at least one day to go and compete at the World Cup, whereby we need to get the cup for Africa.
Yeah. So, when Malawi was here for the Region 5 Youth Games, you know, it was very apparent that the people of Malawi are very happy, joyful people. Talk to us a bit about the culture of the people of Malawi. Why they are so such happy people?
Come again.
So when you guys were here for the Region 5 Youth Games,
the
Team Malawi, they were very happy, always singing, always cheering on their team. So I want you to talk a bit about the culture of the people of Malawi.
The people here are very happy, including the head of the state. This is the president, Dr. Lazarus Mustafa Kapira. He sent me a message while I was there in Namibia. It's good, you know, and honor to receive a message from the head of expressing his satisfaction on the team.
Yeah.
As you know, that in Malawi, since they have been going to the tournament for Safa, they have never reached the Eastern Finals for 14 years. But we managed to break the jinx, and we didn't even left there, but Malawi has never reached the finals for 22 years. So we have just broken the jinx, and it has taken so many years before we beat our neighbors, Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
But we have just done like that. And taking the four man of the match award in the past games, and taking the golden boot and the player of the tournament,
yeah,
it just speaks volumes on how the team performed during the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just imagine the happiness which Malawi has got.
Yeah.
So, it has been a very good tournament for us, and it has been a very good result for us. And this has just revealed that it's possible. It's possible if we put everything together, and we as a team, definitely we can perform in here and run into the football. And
Yeah, no, it was a pleasant surprise for me to see the spirit of the people of Malawi. I didn't know you guys had so much spirit.
When we were here, people were so happy. You could see some gifts being given to us.
Yeah.
When I look at the gifts coming from the all angles of Malawi.
Yeah.
So some can just come and they say thank you morally. Some can come with materially. So this is very good for Malawi and for a future football.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I keep saying while I was in Namibia, a church without another is a dead church. So this is another today, our senior team. We have to take care of the boys. But we should also the government, thank the government of Malawi and through the Minister of Sport, they have done a very good job because we have been going into camps in each and every time whenever the school closes for holiday, we always go into camp.
Mm-hmm.
We always go into camp. But for about four, if not three camps, in preparation for the Namibian Games. So this has also showing that planning is a key. It's not like that in the past. It's unlike in the past whereby once we hear that there's a tournament in Namibia, because of a tournament, we always assemble the team for 1 week and choose the technical panel and the players. You go and train for 1 week and you go to the tournament. You get an embarrassing result. So this has just shown us that if we can prepare well, definitely we can have something.
Yeah, coach. What is your opinion on football in the region overall, the SADC region? What's your opinion on the top level football, but also on the developmental side?
It's a very good stage. I'll talk about the tournament which we had in Namibia as the
other
team. Mm-hmm. It has been a very good environment for the players, whereby you learn a lot of things. And I would like to thank the organizers of the tournament, the COSAF organizers. They have been very good for us. The people in Namibia are so friendly. And this involvement always improve their health staff. And if you can see the games which played in Namibia, the games were just very tough. You couldn't find that this team is weak, no, but the games were tough, and they trained players trained, learned through playing competitive games. So that is one area on how we are training the players. Young players, how do they learn? They learn by other good things from other good people. So this has been a very good learning area and environment. The only thing is friends, also to pass in the office station. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are open. I actually talked to my staff. Said no. The central players are developing, also developing the fire station. So, for the game, I play high, or the games are big. Play to watch and the players to go through, because these are the things people are playing the game. But to me, I'm very happy and very satisfied with the way the players are playing.
Mm-hmm.
But see, sometimes when we shouldn't think of Namibia. We don't think of Zimbabwe, Zambia. We think as an African region, whereby whatever we are doing, we have to do it because this is scenario whereby the referees in that particular country, they are just allowing a certain boy to score goals from an offside position.
Mm.
That boy definitely will go as a top goal scorer in the league.
Mm.
So when the coaches are selecting another player who you could see that the top goal scorers for the Leicester team. The player who is scoring goals on merit, but he has scored 10 goals. So you can take a player who has scored 10 goals and leave a player who has scored 20 goals. But yeah. Not knowing that that player who has scored 20 goals has been scoring still dubious games. So you take that player to the national team, you could see that even during the training, when you appoint the rules and the special to the team, that player is playing even before, during the training, even the single game. So you end up complaining why this player was a top goal scorer. So if you do the soul searching, you could see that this player was brought up by the poor of station, whereby they have made him as a hero, but he's not making any name or any effect at a competitive place. Whereby he's going to meet the referees who are competent enough and they are doing their work in the right way. So you could see the bad thing about the biasness towards the occupation. This also goes to us as coaches. Whenever we are selecting players using the bias ways of selecting or selection, this also reflects back or fight back, because you could see that players who have just been chosen not following the merit way, they always fail at a certain stage. So this is also an embarrassment to the country. Just because as a coach, you need the goals to choose players on merit. So this has to be worked on for both as us players and the coaches, so that we should work so much nurturing this boy, so that we can easily compete at the international level. I mean, on the world stage. For us to stand that, we need to use the merit whenever we are doing our exercising our duty.
Yeah. My last question for you, coach. You've been a coach for a long time. What would you say has been the biggest change in Malawian football from the time you started and until today? What would you say has been the biggest change?
First of all, I would like to thank the current president, so Mr. Fred Uduhaiya.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man of passion. Of today, we haven't heard that any team has failed to attend any competition due to maybe financial matters, no. But we have managed to attend almost any single competition. This is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because when teams are participating in each and every competition, it gives some energy and exposure to the players.
Yeah.
Whereby we can have the full talent it is from. So, this is very good, and I'll just pray for it to continue. And whenever things are all going well, we need a government will. When the government will, sometimes it comes and it goes, but we need a full will from the government so that things can keep on moving. Because there are other situations whereby the government can just say, you have to use this one for free, let's stay the hotel, the stadium. Because most of the stadiums which we have in Malawi, government owned the facility. So the government should come fully and support the sports industry in Malawi.
Yeah.
This can also do to the advantage of our game. If the government is not coming up, definitely, you know, football is very expensive. So leaving everything into the hands of the FA, sometimes it's very difficult and it's a huge load to handle. So I would like to thank the current FA, but we have to do more, because as a nation, we need the permanent technical panels whereby they can be costing instead. Because as a coach, you have to work on planning purposes.
Yeah.
If you want to plan to go to northern part of Malawi and you do the scouting, you have to do it wholeheartedly. But sometimes when you are working on temporary basis,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to everything into the game. So if we are serious, we don't want part-timers into the national team. We want people who are fully supported and fully employed by the football association or the government.
Mm-hmm.
This can also do good us as a nation. And at the same time, we want at least our game to be professionalized. people should be able to rely on the football. Playing football should also give them some bread and butter on the table.
Yeah.
But it would be just for Asia or maybe for social, it won't get us anywhere in the football industry. So this is the only way that I'm appealing to the stakeholders. And even the players themselves, you have to know that football nowadays is something that they can rely on. So sometimes we need commitment from the players. If the players are not committed, it's very difficult for them to be identified by the coaches. So this is one way that I can appeal to the players as well, so that each and everything, one day we should talk good about Malawi taking all upon us in Africa and the world.
Most definitely. Coach, thank you very much for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to leave with the listeners before I let you go this afternoon?
I'm very happy that you remember that you can even talk to me.
Yeah.
I don't take this for granted. This has been very special for me, and I hope that I'll see you again. I want to be a son of Namibia, and I hope one day I will come and work in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be happy if that chance can come on my way.
Yeah.
Because we are one Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I love the environment in Namibia. And I'm really excited.
Thank you very much, Coach. And of course, you're always welcome to come back to Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. If you are just tuning in, that was the conversation we had with Coach Jegwe about his journey in Malawian football overall, giving us some insight into what's happening on the ground in one of our Region 5 members. And it was, for me in particular, was interesting to hear him say there's only essentially five reputable academies throughout the whole country. I mean, that's quite unfathomable. If there's only five academies in the whole country, like I said, there's over 20 million people in this country. But still, with that said, they were still able to produce two teams good enough to reach the final of the most recent youth Kosafa competitions that Namibia was the host of. And also what's interesting to hear him call on, you know, he called on the government to support sports more. Similar things that we hear here. That we hear here in Namibia. But at the same time, I actually should have asked him, is the reason they made these finals, is this quote unquote golden generation, like on the development side, or is it part of, you know, a larger national effort to develop their sports. Sounds like it was a mixture of both, because he did mention how, you know, companies are stepping up. He mentioned a bank, can't quite remember the name, but one of the national banks in Malawi helping grow the football. So like I said, it's similar to what we have, but despite what he was calling for, they seem to be doing better than us, at least on the development side of things, or the youth football side of things. Senior football, I don't think it would be wrong to say if we're better. Let me actually see their FIFA ranking. Yeah, right now Malawi's ranked 129th in the FIFA rankings. And Namibia, So different classes that we are in. And Malawi's actually, I didn't even mention this. Malawi's actually in our FIFA World Cup qualifying group. I totally forgot this. They're currently in fifth, so, I mean, obviously out of contention to qualify, but they are in our FIFA World Cup qualifying group. And as a matter of fact, we are actually playing them next. Our next FIFA World Cup qualifier is against Malawi. Oh, I should have asked Coach about that. If he thinks they have a chance against us. But yeah, we face them in September, 1st of September, in our journey to qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Don't forget you can join the studio at any time at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Now, we will close off the program on the other side of this.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause there was a day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time meeting. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just went to get you.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian, passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Thank you.
Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. We are about to round off the show for the evening. If you'd like to chime in with any closing thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, the number in the studio is 0832-888-4001. Don't forget, tomorrow the Villager will be published. So if you are not a subscriber yet, simply send us a WhatsApp message. Very important that it's a WhatsApp message. To 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. Be sure to save that number as a contact so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Villager e-paper gets sent directly to your mobile device. There's actually some preseason. English Premier League we're speaking now. Preseason action happening.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram, and LinkedIn, our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As I was saying before that commercial break, some preseason results to report on that happened today. You had Manchester United beating West Ham 2-1. You had Arsenal playing to a 3-2 victory against Newcastle. You had Barcelona playing to a 3-1 victory against Japanese side Vissel Kobe. And actually happening right now as well is the Women's Euros final. So you have the Women's Euros and the Women's African Cup of Nations happening at the same time. That obviously never gets to happen with the men's, seeing that AFCON is always in the late December, early January window. But that is currently 1-1 after extra time. They are on penalties now. So, won't be able to give you the final score since we will sign off before that ends. But thank you for tuning in. This has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. Don't forget to download the Eagle FM mobile application, tune in via the website, listen to your favorite podcast on the Eagle FM website of your favorite shows. If there's any show that you missed, it is available for you for free on the Eagle FM website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. Same as well on the mobile application, Eagle FM Namibia, wherever you download your mobile applications. And this has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you same time, same place next week on your number one talk radio station.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Just my woman, your purpose in my life.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatuimwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, bera etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
I'm gonna put it out there, lay it on the line. And even if it breaks my heart, I'm giving it a try. Not waiting for tomorrow, confessing it today. So baby, here it goes, I'm out of time, it's do or die. I wanna be your baby, won't you be my man? I wanna be a soldier when you're too weak to stand. Now I wanna be your baby, be the end of your day. Forever in your life, forever by your side, forever I'll stay. I'm I don't care if I fall, but I ain't gonna fall even though I don't know if you can feel me at all. I'm ready to be right or wrong with you. I'm ready for my heart to win or lose. I'm ready to give all I've got to you. Boy, I want you to know.
I wanna be baby,
baby.
Won't you be my man?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.